Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
2nd, 2022. So I found something. I went through a timeline divergence, and man, I get why they call it time hell. It was, there were papers, it was an ocean, it was awful. But I managed to jump, and when I landed, to be honest, it wasn't much better. Buildings fallen down. I didn't see any other people. Couldn't quite tell where I was or what this used to be. It looked like maybe it was a research facility. I don't know what happened here. It was something. I was trying to walk around, find anything, symbols, people, sign. I heard a sort of thrumming, some kind of energy coming from the rubble, so went over to investigate. As I started clearing some of it away, I saw this must have been some kind of research facility. There were wires and sensors and other things, things I recognized. There were sensors for time chronotography, and all of it really beyond repair. It all seemed to be pointed towards a distinct pile, and I dug through and saw it was a deck of tarot cards. They looked fine, a little torn here and there, but otherwise pretty intact. But something about them felt off. Off in a way that had something to do with the entity. They felt out of sync with time, in a way similar to my watch, but not quite. A little wild, not quite under control. Yet.
I'm gonna see if I can find any instruments that are still working. To try to get a reading on it. And, hang on.
Preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC many-sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.